This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this is your Nishna Valley for the first full weekend of the school year.
Yeah, I bet kids are just thrilled.
I bet they are. About, what, 5 years or so from now, 5-6 years from now, you'll be experiencing that.
It's a scary thought.
From a mother's perspective for the first time.
Yeah.
Will you cry when you have to let your little, well, your little boy go off to school the first time?
I'm sure I will.
Really?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Probably, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised.
I don't know if my mom cried when I went off to school. I don't remember. Yeah. I do remember. That's the one. Only once did she ever walk me to school, and that was it. The first day of kindergarten. Yep. That was the first time and the only time. Yep. Well, except for senior year of high school.
She walked you to senior year
of high school? I'm kidding.
All right.
It's a joke. Okay. Guess who got stuffed in a locker? No, that's the only day I can ever remember. I don't remember mom ever walking us to school any other time. We were fortunate enough. We lived close enough to school.
Yeah.
We grew up, went to Catholic school, and it was just right at the top of our hill on the street we lived on, which was probably, let me think, one, two, three, probably like three or four blocks. Yeah. Yeah, literally, just out the door, down the sidewalk, turn right, and it's just right up the hill. So we didn't have to walk very far. Now, kindergarten, we went to a different school for that. The Catholic school didn't offer kindergarten, but kindergarten was, you know, glorified daycare. You know, I mean, yeah. It really wasn't back then. It wasn't really much of anything. So, you know, we had to, it was only a half day, so we went to a different school for that. But that school was only about a block away from the school that I attended, so it wasn't very far at all. But yeah, that was the only time I could ever remember her walking us to school, was on the very first day of kindergarten. I don't remember her doing that like the first day every year or anything like that. We probably wouldn't have let her.
Yeah.
Well, we're boys. We don't need hanging around. Come on.
Right.
Don't want to be embarrassed in front of all your new friends.
No.
That just wouldn't be much fun. Do you remember much about your very first day of school?
I don't remember at all.
Really?
No, I don't.
Did mom get the pictures?
I'm sure there's plenty. There's usually pictures of every, you know, first day of every year. So I'm sure there's pictures somewhere. But yeah, I don't remember going to kindergarten for the first day at all. I know I went to Elliott. I remember that. Mm-hmm. But other than that, we always just had to ride the bus living out in the country. So
I remember my first day of kindergarten.
Really?
It was a long time. Well, let's see. It was 43 years ago. But I remember my first day of kindergarten. I don't remember the date, unfortunately. I can't remember that. It would have been 1968, but I don't remember the date. But it was, I actually do. I remember mom walking me to school. I remember she stopped about a half a block or so away and said, okay, now you're going to have to go the rest of the way yourself. And she didn't walk me right up to the door, stopped about a half a block away. I think she wanted to, you know, build a little confidence in me that I could do this by myself after this. So, but yeah, I remember I had my little lunchbox and off I went. And yeah, and I remember going in, and I remember having to choose a seat. We were allowed to choose where we wanted to sit, and I remember the first friend I made at school, because we never really had friends as I can recall when we were little tiny kids before school. I had three brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Now they were quite young, of course. I was 5, Steve was 4, Mike was 3, and Jeff was brand new. Jeff was just born. But yeah, but I, you know, so, but you didn't really have friends, you know, so much outside, because we'd only lived at the, we moved. We had a fire that burned down. We lived in an apartment when I was young. And in fact, it burned down the day my youngest brother was born.
Oh my gosh.
So we lost everything.
Yeah.
So my mom and dad suddenly had 4 boys and no place to live.
Nowhere to go.
And no clothes or anything. So thank goodness for the Red Cross and other agencies who jumped in at that time. But we lived with my grandparents. Imagine that. There were a lot of people living there at that time, too, I'm telling you. We weren't the only side of the family. You know, my aunt had moved in there, too, because they had fallen on some hard times. So there were a lot of people living at that house at that time. But so we lived there for, gosh, I can't remember how long. It was for several months. But we moved out because I had actually gone to register at another school because it was closer to my grandparents' house. I thought that's where I was going to go to kindergarten. But as it turned out, we moved, I think, in late, if I remember right, I think it was in late August, and kindergarten started in early September.
Mm-hmm.
And so I suddenly had to go to a different school now.
School, yeah.
So the one I registered at earlier, we unregistered and then registered at this other one. So,
yeah.
So I never really had any time to develop any friends in the neighborhood, you know, even playing in the yard and seeing other little kids around the neighborhood. That never happened because it was just a couple of weeks before I went to school there. So anyway, that's how it all went. So I didn't really have any friends, but Terry McElmeel.
Wow.
He was the first friend I had that I made at kindergarten. I distinctly remember sitting down, and he was sitting in the chair next to me, and I turned around and introduced myself, and he introduced himself back, and right away he said, when it comes to lunchtime, she said, we're going to go back and we're going to sit. We had these mats, you know, and stuff.
Yeah.
And we'd sit on mats for lunch and stuff. Of course, you had to pick whether you wanted white or chocolate milk.
Yeah, you still do that.
Remember that?
Yeah.
That was fun. That was cool stuff back then. But, yeah, we went back and sat on the mats. And he I remember him saying, you know, we're little kids. We're 5 years old. I remember him saying, well, you can be my friend and you can be my lunch buddy.
My lunch buddy.
So we were lunch buddies. We went and sat on the mat together and had lunch. And
yeah.
That's, and of course, then your friendship circle expands from there. There's always that first person that you
right.
meet in school that first time, and then you kind of expand from there. Oddly enough, though, never really spent much time with him after
oh,
grade
really?
School. No, he went to the same elementary school that I went to for a while, but I don't recall that he was in our final, you know, we went, you know, 1 through 8 in elementary school. I don't remember him being with us in 8th grade in grade school. So he must have gone to another school at that
yeah.
point. But no, he wasn't a long-term friend. I still remember his name, though.
That's good, though.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
All these years later, and we weren't friends for life or anything.
Yeah.
So it's odd that you still remember names like
right.
that. But I'm sure if you asked around, there are some folks that are like you, really don't remember much
nope.
about it. And then there are probably some folks like me who can't remember what they had for lunch today.
Yeah.
But I can remember 43 years ago on that very mm-hmm. first day of kindergarten.
Jeez.
When we did that. Yeah, interesting. I actually do remember things about kindergarten, too.
Yeah, I remember a few things. I mean, not a lot, but I definitely mm-hmm. don't remember the first day.
You know, I don't know why I remember that, but I just do. You know, there are some things that are just burned into your memory, I suppose because they are impactful.
Yeah.
You know, there are certain things that happen to you, certain events that come up. I still, you know, when I was a little kid, I was deathly afraid of tornadoes because of the very first tornado drill we had in kindergarten. Because we were actually eating lunch. And we were doing something, and we were eating on the stage. And I actually remember having a cupcake.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know why I remember that.
Yeah.
But I remember having a cupcake, because I was in the middle of eating this cupcake. And all of a sudden, you know, the storm warnings went off and everything. And it wasn't actually, I said it wasn't a tornado drill. It was a tornado warning that we had.
Oh.
Because we never had any drills before that. So we didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, and this was one of the first few days of school. And we're on the stage area and stuff, so they needed to get us off of there real quick. And then they put us in these rooms, and, you know, they're telling us that everybody get down in a position where we have to put the books over our head. And it was a tornado warning, so we had, you know, the sirens were going up. That was traumatic.
I bet.
I mean, when you're a little kid and you've never practiced,
right.
so you don't really know what's
don't
going
on. Don't know what's
on.
Going on at all.
I still remember that. All
I would,
these
too.
Years
I
later.
Think I would remember that. I
still remember it. And it still kind of gives me the heebie-jeebies when I think about it. The funny thing is, I don't really care about, you know, the tornadoes and stuff. That doesn't scare me anymore. I spent half of my professional life chasing them, for crying
yeah.
out loud. You know, we go into full mode anytime there's severe weather and stuff around here. So it's, you know, I don't really think much about that.
Yeah.
But back then, boy, that was really traumatic.
Hmm.
But I do remember. I can't remember my teacher's name, though.
I can remember all my teacher's names.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't remember 6 of them, I don't
really?
Think. Okay, let's hear them. Go.
Okay, well, there was Miss Tischer, Miss Capone. Let's see, that's first. Second, Miss Ackerman, which is now Miss Hansen. Third grade, Miss Linville, Miss Olson, Miss Beyer. And then had her again in 6th grade, Miss Beyer, Mrs. Drake, Mr. Goody, Mr. Harris, Miss, let's see. Mr. Huth. I'm going to music teachers and art teachers, too.
So you're getting into every teacher
yeah.
you've ever had.
I can remember them all.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I can't. If I try to remember back, I don't remember my kindergarten teacher's name. I do not remember my first grade teacher's name. My second grade teacher was Sister Regina. My third and fourth grade teacher, I had the same teacher 2 years in a row. I had Miss Meyer.
Mm-hmm.
I know fifth and sixth grade. Of course, that in fifth and sixth grade, we started going a shared time program because
yeah.
there was another school directly across the street that was into the public school system, and we took a couple of classes a day over there, so we had to cross over. And I do remember my teacher there was Miss Wolf. She was cute. Hey, even as a fifth and a sixth
yeah.
grader, you notice those things, you know? But she was my teacher 2 years in a row, and I can't remember who I had on the other side at the real school that I actually went to.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember her because she was cute. But I can't remember what I had on the other side. And I can't really I mean, over and above that, I can't remember anymore.
Yeah.
I just don't remember. Mr. Cosgrove. I do remember Mr. Cosgrove. He looked like Robert Redford.
Oh, really?
Back in the day. Yeah, he did. He even had the same hair and stuff, too.
Really?
You remember little things like that.
Yeah.
But if you ask me to sit down and knock off all my teachers one by one, year by year, I can't do it. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Can't remember.
There's still a few of mine that I know that are still teaching.
Really?
Yeah. My kindergarten teacher is still teaching. I think she's preschool now. It's kind of different, I guess.
There are a few of my high school teachers, high school teachers, that are still teaching. None of my elementary school teachers are teaching. Most of them, unfortunately, are no longer with us.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't, of course, you know, you got to remember, I went to Catholic school, so some of my teachers were nuns.
Yeah.
And so they were a little bit older as well. But, yeah, I don't, that's not a lot. Not a lot. I can't remember a lot of those kinds of things. Yeah. It's funny what the mind will remember.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the certain things that you do pick up, and some are good memories, some not so good.
Yeah. But
the things that you remember, and then other things you just, you know, everything seems such a big deal when it happens.
Yeah.
But all those years later, you can't remember half of the details anymore. It's just not that big
deal. What grade
deal.
Was that now? You get them all kind of mixed up.
Fortunately, we remember everything we were ever taught in school, though.
Of course.
Yeah, absolutely. Kids are finding that out again now with school starting. I think just about everybody in this area started this last week.
Yeah, Griswold started today, I know.
Yeah, it seemed like Wednesday, Thursday. I think Wednesday, Thursday primarily were the days most students started classes again this year. So I hope they have a great year.
Yeah.
Another great year getting started. And, you know, it's always tough that first you walk in and think, wow, summer's over. Doggone it.
It's not over.
All of a sudden it's Thanksgiving and it's Christmas and then all of a sudden it's Easter break. And next thing you know, it's graduation time again. I mean,
it really does go quick. It goes quicker and quicker.
It does. It zips around pretty quickly. And they're going to find out as they get older. The older you get, the faster the years tick off.
Yeah.
You're starting to find that out, aren't you?
Yeah, we said that the other day, that August was already half over.
Yeah. Well, wait till you get a little older. It's amazing how fast time disappears.
Yeah.
But at least we're still around to enjoy time.
Yeah.
So, anyway, let's talk about some things we can do to enjoy that time. We've got some things going on here in the area that we better start talking about.
Okay. Well, the Atlantic Eagles Lodge, they're having a shootout contest. That's on the 21st. It's at 11:30 a.m. They'll have two divisions if there are enough players. Just $5 for an entry fee. And then the first place will get 50% of the income. And the second place will get a free breakfast, and then third place gets a free drink. And they're raising money to help with their air conditioner repairs. So that's on August 21st, and that starts at 11:30. The Buck Creek United Methodist Church, which is north of Atlantic, they're celebrating their 150th year celebration on August 21st, and that starts at 2 p.m. If you have any questions, you can contact Janelle at 549-2447. That's on August 21st, celebrating their 150th year for Buck Creek United Methodist Church. And that starts at 2. Over in Exira, they're having the Exira Lions Garden Tractor Pull. That's on the 21st. Registration is from 10:30 to 11:30, and then the pulls will start at noon. The hookup fee for pullers is $10. The cash payouts for first and second place in each class. General admission is just $5, and then kids under 12 are free, and they will have food and drinks available. That's the Exira Lions Garden Tractor Pull on August 21st at the Exira Legion Park. And registration is from 10:30 to 11:30, and then the polls will start at noon. At the Hitchcock House, they're presenting a program sponsored by Humanities Iowa on August 21st at 2. It'll be held in the Red Barn, rain or shine. Mr. O.J. Fargo will present the second program of the season, Greyhounds and Hawkeyes, Iowa in the Civil War. He'll bring along a full roster of all men who served in and from Iowa in the Civil War. So that way you'll be able to check for your ancestors who served. Audience is encouraged to ask questions and engage in dialogue with the soldier, who'll stay in character while answering any questions. I just ask that you bring your own lawn chairs. Again, that's on August 21st at 2 p.m. at the Red Barn at the Hitchcock House. There's a Red Cross Bloodmobile Drive on August 24th. It's from 12:30 to 5:30, and that will be held at the DeWitt Community Center in Macedonia. If you'd like to set up an appointment, you can call Ruby at 486-2568. It's a Red Cross Blood Drive on August 24th from 12:30 to 5:30 at the DeWitt Community Center in Macedonia. The public is invited to attend the Audubon County Alderbridge Area Agency on Aging Gathering. That's on August 25th at the Exira Community Center Meal Site. It begins at 11:45. Then the program you'll see is See What People Are Talking About, Caption Telephone. And you don't need to be a regular participant at the meal site to attend the gathering. If you'd like to join them for lunch, I can call the meal site at 268-2377, and they begin serving then right there at 11:45. The Strand Lutheran Church Bazaar is on August 27th, and they'll be serving roast beef, ham balls, cheesy potatoes, green beans, salads, homemade rolls, homemade pies, coffee, and iced tea. They're serving from 11 to 1. $7 for adults, and then kids 10 and under are $5, and they'll have an auction beginning at 1. Some of the items are large quilts, baby quilts, tea towels, pillowcases, Echo China set for 12, black crystal water goblets and wine goblets, and of course, lots of other miscellaneous items. They ask that you bring your own lawn chair. And the Strand Lutheran Church, it's 15 miles northeast of Alliska. So their bazaar will be held on August 27th, and they'll be serving from 11 to 1, and the auction begins at 1. The 7th Annual Christer Classic Golf Tournament is on August 27th. That is at the Avoca Golf and Country Club, and that starts at 8:30 a.m. It's a four-person best ball. It's just $60 per team, and that includes 18 holes, your cart rental, food, and prizes. You can... Proceeds will go towards the Christer Foundation, which awards scholarships to graduating seniors. To pre-register, you can call Scott at 641-742-3115. It's the 7th Annual Christer Classic Golf Tournament on August 27th at the Avoca Golf and Country Club. Also on August 27th is Elliott's Fall Festival Parade. You line up north side of town behind the elementary school, and the lineup begins at 9, and then their parade will start at 10. If you're wanting to be in the parade, sorry, there's no four-wheelers or ATVs this year, so you can join them and help celebrate Elliott's Fall Festival on August 27th at 10 a.m. Over in Harlan, there's a Frisbee Golf Tournament. It's a Relay for Life fundraiser. It's at Pioneer Park in Harlan on September 5th at 1 p.m. It's a three-person score tournament, and it's just $15 per team of three. If you'd like to register for that, you can call 712-431-9734. That's a Frisbee Golf Tournament. It's a Relay for Life fundraiser at the Pioneer Park in Harlan on September 5th at 1. A moped safety class will be held on September 17th. It's from 8 to 2 at the Cass County Hospital second floor conference room. To register, you can call 243-6343. And this is the last one for this year. So that's on September 27th from 8 to 2 at the Cass County Hospital second floor conference room.
A few other things here going on very quickly, actually, in a couple of these cases, a couple of them further down the road. It says here there's a program that's going to be held at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. It's coming up on August 24th called Operation Barnabas. Now, it says here the state of Iowa experienced the largest deployment of National Guard troops since World War II, and many Iowans were affected by the deployment, as were most congregations. So what are the needs of the soldiers and their families, and how can you support the troops as well as their families? Well, Mike Moreno, Operation Barnabas Director, will be presenting a workshop at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. That's August 24th to address those questions. So if you like to participate in that, workshop begins at 6:30 p.m. It ends at 9 p.m. No charge for the workshop. They do ask you to call Zion Lutheran Church to register ahead of time. It's 243-2927, and everyone is invited to participate there. Also coming up a little further down the road here, let's see, I've got the Hunter Safety Education classes. We've been talking about these for a few weeks. This is in Shelby County. The Conservation Board will be hosting those from August 29th through September the 1st. So it's at Nishnabend Recreation Area on August 29th at 6 to 9 p.m. in the classroom. On Tuesday, August 30th, 6 to 9 p.m. again, there'll be some live fire and classroom work. And then Thursday, September 1st, 6 to 9 p.m., live fire and a written exam. You have to attend all three sessions. You can get a hold of Iowa Western Community College for more information there. Now, also coming up in September, we got some things going on. As a matter of fact, here on September 2nd from 5 to 7 p.m. in front of the Atlantic Railroad Depot, the Atlantic Fire Department will be collecting those pop tabs before they head off to convention. So you can bring the tabs and see what they've collected so far and see who wins this year's trophies. And you can look for the can... Tambulance. Oh, tabulance? Can tabulance. Something like that. I'm not sure what that is, but you can check it out. I think it's a vehicle they purchased to kind of help promote what they're doing, because those little pop tabs, they don't seem like much.
They add up.
But they add up and they help others too. Yeah. So yeah, if you can help them out, collect those and drop them off. Again, that's on September 2nd from 5 to 7 p.m. in front of the depot here in Atlantic. Also coming up Saturday, September 3rd from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And then Sunday, September 4th from 2 to 6 p.m., the Library Board of Trustees and the library staff in Anita will be celebrating the Anita Women's Library Club of 1911. They're the ones who started the library. They'll have refreshments in the City Hall there. There are raffle tickets for a barn quilt that are available as well. There'll be a drawing there during the 100-year celebration. They have other fundraisers planned as well. And they have an old theater advertising curtain from the Anita Theater from around 1929 to 1935, which is kind of neat, too. So that'll be on display through December 4th. But take care of those dates. There'll be a program on each of those days, Saturday at 2 and Sunday at 4, as part of that open house. So if you'd like to participate in that, they'd love to have you there. Also coming up in September, says here there is a Wounded Warrior Benefit Poker Run coming up September the 10th. Now, this is going to be right close, of course, to the 10th anniversary of the September 11th attacks on our country by terrorists from overseas, which will be happening the next day. But on September the 10th, they are going to have a benefit poker run. Now, Specialist Timothy Gord, he answered the call of his country, and he was deployed on his second combat tour in Afghanistan. He was serving the Iowa Guard's 133rd Infantry, and he was severely injured when his vehicle was attacked with an improvised explosive device. So proceeds from this poker run will be used to help defray the costs of helping to make his home in Corning handicapped accessible. So it's going to be a kid. He helped to make our lives a little easier by serving. Now we can help to make his life a little bit easier after the fact. It's open to all vehicles. A lot of times you see these poker runs are just for motorcycles. Not the case. This is open to all vehicles. Sign up 10 a.m. to noon. It's $15. $10 goes directly to Tim. $5 stays with the poker run for prizes for those that participate. Feel free to donate those prizes back if you'd like. Additional hands can be purchased for $5 as well. All poker run participants receive free admission to a street dance, which starts at 8 o'clock. Now they're going to start and end at the middle of nowhere in Cumberland. In between, they'll go to the Prescott Tap, the Pub, or the Red Bull in Corning, Nitro's in Gravity, the Sawmill in Newmarket, and the American Legion in Villisca. Now, there'll be some primitive camping sites for free on Friday and Saturday nights. If you'd like more information or to make a donation, here are the numbers to call. 712-774-5425, or you can call 515-402-9546. And again, that's coming up on September the 10th, so good cause. Also, coming up down the road here in September, the YMCA will have a fall golf tee 18-hole four-person best shot golf tournament Saturday, September 24th. This will be at the Red Oak Country Club for the Red Oak YMCA. 9 a.m. shotgun start. They'll have flag prizes, there'll be betting holes, a putting challenge, door prizes, and even prize money. Lunch will be provided. All the events going toward the Red Oak YMCA's Chipping In for the Y Friends Asking Friends program. It helps youth, families, senior citizens, and single-parent families who wish to become members of the YMCA or participate in a program but can't because of financial issues. So to reserve a spot for your team, call Nick Zimmer at the YMCA or Liz Moore at the YMCA to learn more. That's the YMCA in Red Oak. Okay, that's all I have for right now here in front of me. So we'll take a short break, and we'll be back to tell you about some important stuff right after this.
Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cache County Memorial Hospital.
Generally, occupational therapy focuses specifically on hand and wrist and elbow injuries, while physical therapy addresses the back and lower body issues, any kind of leg, hip fractures, knee problems, etc. And physical therapy often works with a patient's mobility, their ability to transfer and ambulate, while occupational therapy would focus more on the patient's everyday tasks, such as dressing and bathing, preparing meals, things like that. And occupational therapy also tends to work a little bit more with cognitive issues, testing for cognitive decline and whether a patient is able to function safely on their own at home or if they would benefit from having more supervision. We complete safety evaluations in patients' homes to make recommendations so they can increase their safety and reduce their fall risk. There's a lot of areas where we overlap, but there's a lot of differences in what our goals are too. So
again, that's Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
All right, time for birthdays. Do you have any?
I do. We have Bernard Grubbs, who's celebrating his 80th birthday on August 24th. He has 9 children, 24 grandchildren, 21 great-grandchildren, and all the in-laws and outlaws have heard many stories throughout the years. You like to refresh your stories with him. You remember most of his birthday. You can wish him a happy birthday by sending him a card to 1534 150th Street in Adair. And that's happy birthday to Bernard Grubbs on August 24th, celebrating his 80th birthday.
You know, I have first cousins that I've never met and don't even know their names. I can't imagine having 20-some-odd grandkids.
That would be hard to remember all
those
great their names.
Grandkids. Yeah, how do you... Hey, you, how are you? Merry Christmas. Thanks
Number
for coming.
Two.
Yeah, I can't remember all their names.
Yeah. Over at the Salem Lutheran Home, we have 2 birthdays. We'd like to wish happy birthday to Bernetta Archer on the 18th, and also to a Helen Jensen on August 24th. So happy birthday to those two there over at the Salem Lutheran Home. Over at the Friendship Home in Exira, happy birthday to Joanne Bobenmoyer on the 21st and to Walter Peterson on August 25th. So happy birthday there.
Good. I have just a few anniversaries here. Now, some of these have already passed, but they came to us, you know, too late for last week's program, but we got them on during the week. So we'll share it here with you this week, too. And here are a couple of those. This past Tuesday, August 16th, we had a happy anniversary wish going out to Colleen and Ed Hamilton of Atlantic. It was their 25th wedding anniversary. So congratulations to them on their 25th, and that came from their mom and dad. So we didn't have it in time to use it last week on this program. We used it during the week, but we'll use it now, too. Also, we had an anniversary wish for Gary and Betty Marcellus this last Thursday, August 18th, their 54th wedding anniversary. And that came from their friend Nancy. So congratulations to Gary and Betty Marcellus of Atlantic on their 54th anniversary. Boy, that's a lot of patience,
wow.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
25th wedding anniversary wish also goes out here this next week on Tuesday, the 23rd. We have a 25th wedding anniversary wish for Rod and Patty Hemmingson from Marnie. So congratulations to those folks, too. We hope they enjoy their day coming up.
Yes.
Very good. That's what I have for anniversaries here this time around. So, again, if you have any, no new births to talk about?
No new births.
None that's submitted to us? If you have any birthdays, anniversaries, or new births, especially the anniversaries and birthdays, if they have big zeros in them, or just big numbers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we like those. So if you want to share, you want to crow a little bit, let us do it for you. Just send them to us here at KJAN, Post Office Box 389, Atlantic, Iowa, 50022. You can send it to us by fax. That number is 712-243-3937. You can send them to Stacy. Your address is?
KJANDesk@METC.net.
That's if you can figure out that whole internet thing.
Yeah.
You think that internet will ever catch on?
I sure hope so.
Yeah.
Everything's kind of moving towards that. So.
Yeah. Nobody thought it would ever catch on. What a waste of time, right?
Not so much.
Not so much. Pretty essential anymore. You can also walk them in, have your ugly cousin drop them off by the studio here, too. We'll always take them that way. Or go to KJN.com.
Yeah.
We can make it real easy for you. We have a little thing called, just contact us, and we have a little contact form. Just fill that out, and it comes right to us.
Yeah.
Then you don't have to worry about whether you typed in the address right or sending it.
If the mail's going to get here in time.
Yeah, or putting a 44-cent stamp on something or anything else. Yeah, just send it to us that way, too. Real easy. We try to make it as easy as possible. And, oh, by the way, you might want to check out KJN.com as well. We've kind of been crowing about that here for the last few months since we revamped it and all, because it's really user-friendly.
Yeah.
And it's got a lot of stuff on it, including this program.
Yes.
You can go on if you missed our program, if you're absolutely hooked and you just can't get enough of Stacy, and you have to listen to Nishna Valley, but you missed it on the air, you can always go back and listen to it on the web.
Mm-hmm.
If you go up on the top part of the website, there's a little bar up there that has a whole bunch of things. One of them says programs. If you click on that, it'll open up a page that has a list of some of the specific programs that we air here on KJAN. If you click on the one that says this is your Nishna Valley, basically what you're going to get is a little description of the program and then all of our programs.
Yeah.
We podcast the programs now, and what that means is after we air them on the radio, well, we put the recordings on our website, too. So you can go in, and there are 3 different ways you can listen to them. They're attached to a player. You can just hit the little play button there and listen to the program. Or if you'd like, you can click to listen to it in another window, which will use the sound program that you have in your computer. Or whether it be the Windows Media Player, whatever, the WinApp player, whatever you use. Or we have a little thing that says download. If you click on that underneath of it, then you'll download it directly to your computer. So you don't need to call us if you want to get a copy of something that you heard on our website. You can just download it to your computer and keep it for yourself. Sure, we own the copyright on it, but hey, we're not sicking the lawyer after you. We want you to enjoy it.
Yeah.
So that a lot of easy ways to do that. So enjoy the website, too. That's all the time we have for you this weekend. Again, thanks for joining us, and enjoy the second week of the school year.
Yeah.
This is Jim Field.
And Stacy Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.